come home running.
Where we are, no matter where we're at. And so I just ask that
Jake would just be able to hear you calling for him. Yeah, Lord, I just see you standing there with your arms wide open for the whole world, Lord God. Oh, I thank you that you are so loving and so wanting for your children to come home.
Yeah, Lord God, and I pray that that freedom to run to you like a little child, Lord, just the freedom to just run to you would just be poured over, not just Jake, but anyone who is searching, anyone who is hurting. And for us too, Lord, that we would have that freedom to run to you, just hearing, you know, the little feet patter on the ground, you know, and just the freedom that we see in the children, Lord God. I just pray that that would be poured out on just on the whole earth, Lord God, to come down into the grave.
Lord, let your glory fall.
Lay down upon the ground.
Just reminded that this is a feast. song. This is a tabernacle song, and the feasts are given as rehearsals, dress rehearsals for us. And I just get this picture of us on the streets of gold, and when heaven comes to earth, and the two are joined together again, and where everything is made right, and we will be celebrating. And yeah, I see flags at the procession of Jesus, the Lamb of God, and I see shouting and joy and laughter and music, and this is, we are rehearsing for that. We are practicing for that, and I praise you, Lord, and we want to practice. But I praise you that it's not just practice, it is also pure worship, and we get to participate even as we practice. But we look forward to your coming and making everything right again, Lord. We love you.
Yeah, Lord, I thank you that the kingdom of God is here, but yet not yet. And I just pray for that.
Abide with me. Thank you.
Abide with me. Abide with me. Don't let me fall. Don't let go. Walk with me. And never leave. Ever close. God, abide with me.
Just had a vision of the beach that Forrest was talking about before, and the thought came to me that, okay, we can't be with Jake right now, but the Lord, you are abiding with him, you know? But then the thought came, no, in spirit we can. And I got this picture of Jesus walking with Jake on that beach, but then the rest of us, like a chorus, like and surrounding and walking with, just as a group, on that same beach. And we can be there in spirit too. And so, Lord, we walk with you, and we walk with Jake, and we walk all together as one. And we praise you that you abide with us. We praise you that you never let us go. We praise you that you bore our shame. We praise you, Lord God. We praise you that even when we fall, you don't let us go. And we don't let go of each other either. We want to follow that example, and we do not let go. Praise you. It's all because of you, Lord Jesus. Worship you.
I've had such a sense of that this morning, that there's that great cloud of witnesses, and they are worshiping and dancing with us. And, you know, I just had this picture of Graham just, kind of here with us, you know, with others, right? And,
you never let go?
Yeah, this one, I don't know, it just kind of struck me now. It's almost like abide with me. We've talked about it. It's that, you know, it's us who's supposed to be abiding with God. But that one's almost like the crying out, abide with, like, you know, calling out to God. And then this one just struck me as then that realization that he's always there and that we're supposed to stay with him. So it's almost a response to ourself. But it's just that, the light bulb, then, like, oh, okay.
So the girl of God is saying, yes, abide, you abide with me.
Yeah.
You abide with me.
Even when I'm all through the valley, the shadow of death, your perfect love is casting out fear. And even when I'm caught in the middle of the storms of this life, I won't turn back, I know you are near. And I will fear no evil, for my God is with me. And if my God is with me, whom then shall I fear? Whom then shall I fear? Oh no, never let go. Beyond the blue.
Help us to overcome. And I thank you, Lord, that you give us the strength and and the power to be overcomers, to continue to have that heart that holds on to you. And I pray that for all the people who already prayed for today and others that we know that are perhaps struggling with their faith or just on the fence, God, we pray that hearts would have the strength to hold on to you, to overcome the enemy, to overcome the darkness and the struggles, the troubles that come our way. And I thank you, God, that you are able to help us in those times, whatever we find ourselves in, to overcome. And we praise you, Lord, for your power.
Father, I pray that you may continue to call all men unto you. Draw all men unto you. Those that we love, Father, you may call them unto you.
Yes.
I've had a few opportunities just in with mom and everything to talk just about whatever, and death is looming, right? And so people, like, I can feel their fear of death, and they've actually said, yeah, I have fear of death, or, and so, you know, my heart's cry then is, you know, my one student, the mom, she was like, oh, I didn't realize that your mom was so sick anyway, and I said, so my prayer is that all men would know what we have. And so, Lord, I just pray that blessing of salvation, Lord God, on this region and of the people that we know and love and even the people that we don't know, Lord, your blessing, Lord, I pray that it would pour down on us.
Be a new one, no other name.
His grace as boundless as His love. He reigns with healing in His wings, the King above. The earth will shake and tremble before Him. Chains will break as heaven and earth sing. Holy is the name, holy is the name of Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. The earth will shake and tremble before Him. Chains will break as heaven and earth sing. Holy is the name, holy is the name of Jesus, Jesus.
When we sang the undefeated one, I got a picture of the Narnia movie when Aslan's on the table and has been shaved and slain. And just that idea that a lot of people see Jesus like that, and that's not the case, that Jesus has risen from the dead, and He's alive. And so God, I just thank You that You didn't stay dead on the cross, but You are alive today and are able to live within our hearts. And God, we pray for revelation and for just eyes to be opened to the knowledge of who You are, and that You are not dead, You are alive. Thank You.